I think it'll be great to keep everyone in the family. They can travel with Blue Ivy. They can go on tour together. They can double their billionaire courtship. I mean, there's so many positives. And I feel like...
And all the rumors will go to wrap with all their issues that were going on.
Well, if there were rumors, like, starting, like, after the whole VMA thing, I feel like that you're just silly stupid.
Like, completely agree.
Like, I feel like every married couple has their issues. And unfortunately, like we've learned time and time again,
theirs are going to be exploited.
Theirs are going to be exploited. And just because something bad happens doesn't mean you need to automatically divorce. As cool as a headline that would probably be for somebody who doesn't have a life, you need to remember that this is somebody's life at the end of the day. And not everything needs to end. People who are tough and persevere are the most successful. And I mean, looking at their estate, Beyonce and Jay-Z are the most successful people in the industry. So applaud to
them.
They
know what they're doing.
Yeah, applause to them for not sticking or not sticking knives in their backs, but to getting a divorce and doing that whole thing, especially with a daughter on board. I think it was very mature of them and very classy of them to just go right ahead and move forward, even if there was cheating. Cheating, no cheating. I mean, every married couple has a right to fight for what they have.
Exactly. I completely agree.
So I don't know about you guys out there, but I am a huge Britney Spears fan.
Huge Britney fan since we were the youngins.
I mean, Ruby Rose fan, I'm a fanatic. That's what I like to say. I heart her. I love Britney. I've even said if I were to probably meet Britney Spears, I'd literally pass out.
She will meet Britney one of these days. We will get that to happen.
We will get that to happen. When it'll happen, it's undecided, but it will happen. But I... Ever since Hit Me Baby One More Time, even through her 2007 Maniac episodes.
I used to play I'm a Slave on the computer. Her little computer game she had going on.
I had everything. I had her little snip clip things. I had Barbie dolls. I love Britney.
Britney everything.
Yes. And as a huge Britney fan, or both of us being huge Britney fans, we have just learned that Britney might be coming out with some new music.
Woo!
So exciting. After her Britney Jean album that was released this past December, huge hit. I absolutely adore that album. And I'm really upset that she's not doing like a tour. So, I mean, unfortunately for both of us,
she is in Vegas. So we have to wait till we're 21. Then we can go to Vegas and finally watch her.
How the minor details crush my dreams. But that's besides the point. I mean, what I'm really excited about is that she'll be having new music, and that'll keep me preoccupied until my 21st birthday. I'm hoping.
Can learn all the lyrics and then be ready to go as soon as concert comes
out. So we happen to snag an interview, and Britney Spears kind of shares possible collaborations and maybe what's inspiring her. So I think you guys should just take a quick listen to this.
Check it out.
You Instagrammed a picture with the mic. Are you back in studio?
Yes, actually. I'm taking things really slow, though, and I'm just progressively but slowly getting it together. And trying to, you know, find my niche and what I want to do for this album.
Are you always listening to other people's music?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The dream collaborations that you want?
I love Lorde. I think she's really good. I love Iggy. I think she's great. I love Katy Perry. I think she's like, I look up to her. I think she's great.
So sorry for the little glitches. Yeah, technical difficulties. But as you heard, she mentioned Katy Perry. And
speaking of Katy Perry,
because her name just so coincidentally was thrown into the mix,
and how we like to report on entertainment and
our credibility, we're going back to credibility here.
Went to her concert last night
in Los Angeles.
Perry.
Yes.
Honda Center. We were there.
We made it happen. We got a flight. We left Tuesday morning.
Yep.
We
flew out.
We went to her concert last night. So Tuesday night, concert ended at 12:30.
Yeah.
We're in bed by 1, woke up at 5, got on a plane, and now we are back and in the studio, and we are ready to report
and tell you about how great the concert was.
Yes. Parents, if you're listening, it was the best concert ever, and I swear to you, your kids will love you forever if you send them.
You'll even enjoy it. It's not just children will enjoy Katy Perry. It's all ages. She made it fun for everyone.
Like, it was everything. I saw a little girl. She gave a little girl a pizza. a free pizza. This girl is literally a saint. I don't.
This 5-year-old child got brought up on stage.
She even got a butterfly best friend ring. And Katy Perry said, "You will have the other half of the butterfly, and I'll have the other half of the butterfly. That way, when we're together, we are one butterfly." It's kind of like a best friend ring. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, where do I sign up for that? I was so jealous. This concert was so awesome.
Harper was jumping up and down. Pick me, pick me.
Yeah, and Ruby and I came to the conclusion that, you know, I really wouldn't mind dressing up in a silly little rat costume or an all black holding butterflies.
Just so we can perform on stage with Katy Perry.
I know. We're like, this is
or in the cat suits that they had. Mm-hmm. This wasn't just a concert. It was a full out production.
There was props out the yang. Props, costumes, glitter, confetti, balloons, like life-size birthday candles. She had glow-in-the-dark outfits, and not to mention Katy Perry worked her bootay off.
She was moving the whole time.
People say that artists lose weight on tour because they're singing and they're dancing, and trust me, I try and sing and run on the treadmill all the time. It's really exhausting.
She was jump roping on stage for a good 30 seconds.
Jump rope. She stopped her singing, jumped roped, then she started running on the treadmill that was on the side of the stage, like a little
while
belt.
Singing.
While singing, and she was totally not lip singing, I swear to you, because you could hear her getting breathy.
And she would change the lyrics up to like match. Like she'd add in Honda Center
or Anaheim or
Santa Barbara, where I'm from. And she'd just add different things to make the concert more personal.
And lastly, the thing I really enjoyed, I enjoy it most about most concerts, but artists fail to kind of do it, is the interaction with the audience. She made it a point for at least 10 or 15 minutes to sit and talk with people. And kind of, even though there's thousands of us packed in this small little arena, she made it a point to try and ask very simple group questions we could answer by asking where we're from, have we seen her before, do we want to do this with her? And she made us pinky promise her a friendship forever. And I told her, as long as there's pizza and butterfly rings involved, I am so in.
Yeah, giving the girl a free pizza, pepperoni, nonetheless.
Yeah, she was kind of making fun of the California stereotype of how people in California have 20 medicine doctors and we have, we're all allergic to gluten all of a sudden. And,
you know, kale is just like a fad that we're all going through.
She doesn't even know what kale is. I'm sure she does, but she said she didn't.
She has her own garden that she plants all this stuff. She made it so personal that I was like, oh, like I could picture the garden in my head. Like, oh, that's where she lives.
And she cried during a couple of her songs.
She did.
It was very refreshing to know that a celebrity was so in touch with her emotions and a song. She was able to go back to that place that she first wrote that song. And it was just so apparent and it was refreshing.
And she got to share it with us. And so we felt that emotion while she sang as well.
Ruby Joe.
Yes.
What was your favorite dance song and your favorite cry song?
My favorite dance song was This Is How We Do, because she just pumped the jam. Just everything was flowing on that song and everyone was on their feet. Everyone was jumping up and down, clapping. And then my favorite slow song would have to be Unconditionally, where everyone that had a phone in the theater put their phones on with their light, moved it back and forth, because it was all like acoustic, so it was very personal and deep, and everyone knows Unconditionally, so you could hear it rock the place from left to right.
Yeah, it was really cool. And the way she set up her concert, I mean, like we said, it was a full-on production. She had themes. So her first theme was like the Egyptian pharaoh kind of thing. So she did a couple songs with that theme and then tied it into like the alien theme and went into, it was called a
extraterrestrial.
Yeah, extraterrestrial. But there was like cat tonic or it was something about cats. And all of a sudden she was dressed up in a cat costume singing these songs. And then it was
Katy Perry.
Yeah, her Katy Cats.
Perry. Yeah.
Yeah, she called us her Katy Cats.
Cats.
I felt so honored.
I felt like a homie.
But it was just really, really cool. And I know with me, she sang the slow acoustic version of The One That Got Away. And I don't care what's going on in my life, good or bad, that song will put me into tears quicker than a baby crying.
Okay.
It was absolutely beautiful. So
I agree. Perry, I have to admit, it did move Harper a lot.
Yeah, Katy Perry, if you're listening, I really, really, really like you. I don't know if I like you more than
funny.
I don't know if I like you more than Britney yet, because I've been listening to Britney a little longer.
Since we were children.
But I'm open to liking you more.
Yeah. And I loved how much of a production it was.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. It was very well done, very tasteful. And I think that other celebrities like Lord mm-hmm. should put a little bit more expression, time, and creativity into their shows.
Well, comparing this Katy Perry concert to the Miley Cyrus concert I went to a few months back, I think both artists right there brought a lot of energy, but I think Katy Perry brought...
It was clean
energy, and it was appropriate for all ages, and it was fun and out there and different, but in like a normal different way where it's, you know, appropriate. That's probably the best word to use.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. So with that said, we just wanted to make it a big point to mention today, as we mentioned credibility, that we told you we went to Katy Perry, and thumbs up Katy Perry. Yep. So we're going to move into our next segment, but first we have a commercial break. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Good Day in the Bay, and I'm Harper Clementine.
And I'm Ruby Joe.
We'll catch you after the break.
Hooray for a child that makes it through, if there's any way, because the answer lies in you. Then lay to rest before they've known just what to do. The souls are lost because they could never find what's this life for. What's this life life for? What's this life on your plane. Don't say your last prayer, because you can never find what there's left for. What there's left for. What there's left for. What there's left.
And I'm Ruby Joe, and we are back.
We are back.
So, what we have going on here for our next segment is we are going to discuss sports.
Yes, I love sports.
very important. I think it's very important that sports play a large role in society. I think it teaches people how to really appreciate hard work.
So the first topic we're going to talk about is the Women's World Cup and how the Women's World Cup, they are going to play on artificial turf compared to the Men's World Cup that was played in Brazil over the summer. And so we're going to talk about how women don't have the opportunity to play on grass like the men's do. And so a bunch of women soccer players are standing together and saying, this isn't right. It's not fair for women because on artificial turf, there are more injuries that occur and there are more bad things that can happen to you while you play on turf, like burns and cuts. And you can get like really ill from it if you get something in your cut. And so what's going to happen is we have an interview here with a Canadian national team player, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about how she feels about turf and how it's not fair for women who have to play on the turf come next summer for their World Cup in Canada.
Former Canadian national team player Carrie Serwetnik is one of 40 players who signed a letter stating that women playing on artificial turf is discriminatory. She joins us now from Vancouver. What is your problem, Carrie, with artificial turf?
First of all, I just want to say it's fantastic that we're hosting the Women's World Cup, and it's going to be inspiration for girls and women across Canada and globally. So this is a good thing. In terms of the turf, if you were going to just have a really nice family picnic or go play a golf game or even plan your wedding, you probably wouldn't do it on artificial turf. For soccer players, I mean, I've been to the past 7 World Cups. I walked into Maracana Stadium in Rio, and there's just the feeling. It's sensational for the fans, let alone the players walking onto the field, and the ball rolls better, it's easier to caress the ball, the way it bounces is cleaner. And of course, like during the World Cup, we saw so many players kung fu, karate chop down to the ground, rolling on the grass, and they had the luxury of having the ground absorb them, let alone have like a turf field where players are going to be leaving their skin.
But hasn't artificial turf technology improved to the point that on some fields, at least, the surface is softer and more grass-like?
It might have improved, but I mean, let's look at it this way. This is the largest sporting event in history for women, and we just saw the Men's World Cup. Of course, they're playing on the best surface possible, right? So it's saying girls and women aren't important enough. In some ways, it's like saying, okay, for the girls for the next Olympics, for the track races, we're going to put you on cinder track. It's still fast, so you can still like run on it. These athletes are looking for peak performances, and their expectations, their dream, obviously going into World Cup is to play on the best surface possible.
Exactly. So she was talking to us about how women have to play on turf soccer fields come their World Cup in Canada, and how this has not become an issue over whether to play on grass or to play on turf. It's become a discriminatory issue about how women aren't cared enough about to play on grass. Yeah. So that's the issue of playing on grass versus playing on turf has to do with injuries, because what I've noticed is ACL injuries are more prone to happen on turf fields. I personally tore my ACL last year on a turf soccer field, and I have been with 4 other teammates that have torn their ACLs on soccer fields as well. So I think it's not fair that the women have to play on turf while men got to play on top-notch grass. I know Canada, like, the weather might not be there, so playing on a turf all-weather field is convenient and it's nice, but it's not fair for the women, and it's not fair for them to have to play on the turf. So going into our next story, we're going to talk about baseball and how the Giants lost against the Dodgers 17-0. That is an outrage, I would have to say. When have you ever seen such a score like that? It's crazy, especially the LA Dodgers. Like, that's one of their biggest rivalries. How embarrassing is it for the Giants going into that and losing by that much? I don't think it's right. It's not good for the Giants, and being a Giants fan, I am not okay with this outcome. Well, Giants have always had a soft spot in my heart. And so Giants have been one of my favorite teams since I was little. Thank you very much for pointing that out, Harper Clementine. But I'm a Giants fan.
Dodgers were your favorite.
No, not a Dodgers fan. Not a Dodgers fan.
See, I think that we should support where we're from because, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have a point to that. I just think it's like a loyalty thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't have to be from a certain area to like that, you know, team because you are a Seahawks fan for football. And we are not living in Washington anymore, so.
But you know what? That's where we began. That's where our life started, and that's how we came to be.
Yeah, well, we live in the Bay now, so being from the Bay, going to college here, being a Giants fan only seems appropriate.
You're not from the Bay. Stop saying. Just because you go to school doesn't mean you're from the Bay.
I'm from the Bay.
The Yay area?
From the Yay area.
Whatever.
Now that our microphones are back in check.
This is why we're fraternal.
Because we have different
views.
Different hair color.
Well, not really.
We did.
Now we don't.
Now we look identical, sort of. Not in... Identical we're still,
we're, we're, yeah, we're like the most unidentical twins.
But you'll catch on to our snippets and bits it that we'll, you know.
And include. If you're lucky, we'll completely say a sentence in full synchronicity.
Yeah, that happens to us. And it's crazy. People are like, whoa.
And it kind of
like,
scares me.
I spend too much time with her. That's why.
I know. We need to make new friends.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We need more friends. If you want to be my friend, just, you know, hit me up. Let me know.
Facebook
us, Twitter us.
Well, her. I don't want my friends being her friends.
All right. Fair enough. Moving on.
We got to get back to the sports.
Okay. Well, those are my two stories I had for today. So we're going to go into a little commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about couponing and how it helps broke college students.
We have a fun little game we're going to actually kind of play with it from personal experience. So we're hoping that you'll be able to maybe relate, maybe not. And if you can't relate, maybe you'll just get a good laugh.
Yeah. So you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I'm Harper Clementine.
And I'm Ruby Joe.
And this is Good Day in the Bay.
Myself back home. How am I gonna get myself back home? How am I gonna get myself back home? How am I gonna get myself back home?
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Ruby Joe, and you're listening to This Is Good Day in the Bay.
I'm Harper Clementine, and we are entering our final segment. I think that this is pretty clever. I'm pretty proud of ourselves for figuring out this little segment and being clever with our play on words. So this usually will be like a couponing, how to save money for college students, all that jazz kind of section. But today we thought it'd be fun to turn it into a game.
Yeah, a little fun game for all you listeners out there.
The backstory of this game was sophomore year, Ruby and I went through a phase where we got really lazy with our money and we were spending it really poorly on clothes.
And we spent it early on in the semester. So by the end of the semester, we were literally broke.
Our parents would give us an allowance and it was our job to budget it for groceries, whatever we may need that's essential. But we turned things that weren't so essential into essentials.
So like our needs, our wants became needs.
Exactly. So we went through a phase in our life, and we're not very proud of it, where we went shopping at the Dollar Tree. Wah, wah, wah. We grocery shopped there. We got like balloons there. We got silverware there. We basically did everything at the Dollar Tree. And if we had to buy something that the Dollar Tree couldn't buy us, we did it with pain, and we always split with like four other people.
Yeah.
We were very, very cheap, but we thought, you know, we need to step up our game. Since then, we've learned our lesson in not doing all of that necessarily.
So
however,
we're working on our budget skills, and so we're going to give you guys some insight on.
So basically where we got this game idea was, when is it okay to conserve your money and be chintzy with the product, or when should you actually go out and invest the money in something nice? So the game we're playing today is called You're Not That Poor or Dollar Store. The first thing on this list, and I'm going to list it off to Ruby Joe over here. She's going to give me her 2 cents, and we're going to kind of pick a brand as to why she thinks that she should go one way and not the other. So, Ruby Joe, you ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay. For You're Not That Poor or Dollar Store, the first item is holiday decorations.
I would go Dollar Store.
Why?
Because at the Dollar Store, you can get more for a really cheap price. And it's like really cool stuff. Like I went to the Dollar Store for Halloween last year and I got light up pumpkins that were $1 each and they already had batteries in them. And I put them all around the house and they blink different colors, kind of like a strobe light in a little pumpkin. And it was only $1.
Wow. Who would have thought the Dollar Store would provide an at-home rave?
They have really good holiday stuff, so I'd go there.
Okay, well, you heard it from her. Ruby Joe said holiday decorations are a Dollar Store item.
Yeah.
What about candy?
Candy depends. Depends on what kind of candy, because what they do at the Dollar Store, I feel like, is the packs may look giant, but it doesn't, you know, a lot doesn't really come in them.
Yeah, that's true.
So it depends on what kind of candy you want to get, because you can't get a big load of like a bunch of different like assortment candy. So if you're going to go for Halloween, take that one for example, and to buy candy to give out, I wouldn't go to the Dollar Store because you will end up spending more money than I feel like.
See, I think that's nasty, because I feel like the Dollar Tree candy is like stuff that is like can't go bad. And it's like, do you want that in your stomach? Like when I want candy, I want like chocolate, and they don't hold chocolate that long because that goes bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not very trustworthy. Well, so I'm going to decline and veto your answer. And I'm going to say go to the store so you don't get sick.
So it depends.
Okay, anywho, pasta.
Dollar store.
Really?
Actually, no, you can go to Safeway and buy pasta for $1 anyways. So I would just go to the...
It just depends on how picky you are.
Depends what kind of pasta you want. Like, good pasta, I go
Safeway. Gluten-free, whole wheat, whatever.
Yeah, go to Safeway.
School supplies. Binder, markers, pencils, lead.
So I would go to the Dollar Tree. I spent way too much money on school supplies. Unneeded school supplies.
Soap or shampoo?
I do not buy my conditioner and shampoo at the Dollar Store. Soap, possibly, but no.
Okay. Contraceptives.
No. No.
No what?
No, not trusting enough. Not trusting enough.
Of which one?
Of any of them.
You have to say Dollar Store or like go buy it yourself?
Go buy it yourself at Safeway.
Safeway?
Or any
convenience store near you.
CVS.
Don't trust the Dollar Tree for contraceptives.
No.
Balloons,
go to the Dollar Tree.
I heard that. Unless you're trying to get like a little girl like a Disney balloon.
Because you can get 10 balloons at the Dollar Tree for $10. But if you go to some other store, it'll cost $10 for like maybe 6 balloons.
But their Disney princess stuff or any of their Disney stuff, it's obviously not the trademarketed one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like hideous in my opinion. So in that case, if you're trying to get like a quality balloon for your child, store.
Yeah, so it's basically quality over quantity.
True. True that. Silverware.
Silverware.
Not silverware, but like
utensils. I would go, it depends actually, like what you're trying to do. Like if you're trying to throw a party, I would go to the dollar store and get a bunch of plastic cups because it's definitely cheaper that way.
Toilet paper.
Do not go to the dollar store.
Why?
Because it is more expensive, actually. I've actually tested it out. Because at the dollar store, you only get four. And if you go to a different store, you can get, like, the big packs. And so you get, like, more for your money. Because you'll have to buy, like, spend more money on just buying the smaller packs than if you just go to a different store and get a big pack. Then it's cheaper.
Oh, sister.
I got you. I got all you right. On the toilet paper.
Last one, because last one because I've seen someone do this. Pregnancy test.
Do not go to the Dollar Tree and get a pregnancy test.
I swear to you, I saw a lady with 10 pregnancy tests at the dollar store, and I was like, woman, you are driving a BMW. You can afford those little, like, little things at CVS for like $30. You need to go get your money.
Yeah,
go
you shouldn't be buying worth. 10 maybes and go to a CVS and have, you know, like better
one positive, yeah. One yes. Yeah. So that wraps up the, I mean, you're not that poor, a dollar store. Kayla or Ruby Joe, thank you very much.
Of course, I'll play that game anytime. I know I have some good insights on the dollar store. I go there a lot.
I feel like you're thrifty, but you know what you need to spend money on.
Yes. Food? No, don't go there.
Yeah, no. All right, well, that wraps up today's show. Again, this was our first show, and we're hoping that you think that we are a bit more credible. Maybe the credibility will build as shows go on, and we'll make sure to remind you of our little snippets of knowledge. We do not know everything, but we try our best to know everything.
And we had some technical difficulties today, but next time we'll clear it all up.
Work out the kinks.
Yeah, exactly. So, after all, this is Good Day in the Bay, and I am Ruby Joe.
And I'm Harper Clementine, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.